Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 188, the four stanzas. Make haste, O my God, to deliver, I pray. O Lord, to my rescue make haste. Let those who would harm me be filled with dismay, and in their own folly disgraced. And what follows, Psalter 188, the four stanzas.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 37, the verses 23 through 36. And afterwards from the canons of Dort, the first head of doctrine, the first two articles. Genesis 37, beginning with verse 23. And it came to pass when Joseph was come unto his brethren, that they stripped Joseph out of his coat, his coat of many colors that was on him. And they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water in it. And they sat down to eat bread, and they lifted up their eyes and looked, and behold, a company of Ishmaelites came from Gilead with their camels bearing spicery and balm and myrrh, going to carry it down to Egypt. And Judah said unto his brethren, what profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come, and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh. And his brethren were content. Then there passed by Midianites, merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit, and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. And they brought Joseph into Egypt. And Reuben returned unto the pit, and behold, Joseph was not in the pit, and he rent his clothes. And he returned unto his brethren and said, the child is not, and I, whither shall I go? And they took Joseph's coat and killed the kid of the goats and dipped the coat in the blood. And they sent a coat of many colors, and they brought it to their father and said, this have we found, know now whether it be thy son's coat or no. And he knew it and said, it is my son's coat. An evil beast hath devoured him. Joseph is without doubt rent in pieces. And Jacob rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his loins, and mourned for his son many days. And all his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him. But he refused to be comforted, and he said, for I will go down into the grave unto my son mourning. Thus his father wept for him. And the Midianites sold him into Egypt unto Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh's and captain of the guard. The canons of Dort, the first head of doctrine of divine predestination, Article 1. As all men have sinned in Adam, lie under the curse and are deserving of eternal death. God would have done no injustice by leaving them all to perish and delivering them over to condemnation on account of sin. according to the words of the apostle, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Romans 3, verse 19 and verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And Romans 6, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death. Article 2. But in this, the love of God was manifested, that he sent his only begotten Son into the world, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. 1 John 4, verse 9. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. We hope to remember in prayer Deacon Timon van Dijvere with the death of his sister-in-law, Gerietje van Dijvere, in the Netherlands at the age of 78. Mr. and Mrs. Johan and Chantal Klok, who were blessed with the birth of a daughter on Monday. Miss Jacqueline Oscom, who was admitted to the Lethbridge Hospital. And Mr. John Bazoyan, who could return home from the hospital yesterday. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, it has pleased thee in this evening hour to grant unto us and our children the opportunity to come up to thy house. Then thou hast bestowed many a blessing in this very day by renewal upon us and our children, blessings that we do not deserve. And we have heard out of the writings of our forefathers that thou would have done no injustice to condemn the whole world to everlasting perdition after our deep fall. But now thou hast sent thy dear Son. He has suffered. He has died. Arisen again, ascended, and sitteth at thy right hand, and from thence he is gathering and preserving his church. To that end, by thy common goodness and mercies, then thou yet granteth many a blessing upon this earth. Then thou maketh a great difference. We think of that country where there is war, where there is death, where there is mourning, where there is distressed, overwhelmed. Lord, wilt thou remember that people? May they be given to cry unto thee. And may it be experienced that thou answers prayers indeed, and that also that war, that it may richly be used for the coming of thy kingdom. We may still live in a country where there is outward peace, but that war between the kingdom of the woman and of the serpent, that war is becoming more evident and more fierce, as it is prophesied in thy holy word. And Lord, teach us in our natural state, then we are at war with thee, so foolish. But wilt thou work by thy Holy Spirit? Wilt thou uncover us, and that we may be given to lay down our weapons of enmity, and ask for thy way and thy will, and that by the deeper uncovering of thy Spirit, that rule may be made in our hearts for the Prince of Peace, whose suffering and death we may be given to meditate upon in a special way in these weeks. Lord, we humbly ask thee, may we have not come up to thy house in vain in this evening hour, and it shall not be in vain, a savor of life unto life, or a savor of death unto death, but Lord, be a surprising God for hungry and thirsty ones, for beggars. May there indeed be food in thy house, and that they may return from thy house with a rejoicing of heart, hope revived, instruction received, the heart humbled and touched. But, Lord, for the unconverted, wilt thou convert them? Then it shall all become different. Then they shall be so astonished and so amazed, undoubtedly not be able to give it a name. Lord, do it for thy honor and for thy glory. Bless thy word in the church, in the family circles, in the Christian school, where thy word has been opened, in the midst of the family circles, and also in our Christian school. Unto whom much is given, much shall be required. Remember thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth. Lord, it has pleased thee in this week to bless a father and mother for the first time in their married life with a precious little gift, a little daughter. Thou wast spared life. Thou wast given life. Wilt thou grant humble and broken hearts? But, Lord, remember those parents where there is anxiety and where there are fears, where they are overwhelmed, where they are waiting for the results of tests concerning the perfection of their little daughter. Wilt thou remember the grandparents, the great-grandparents? We commend unto thee all the mothers with the unborn, and do remember the mourning ones. Lord, our brother deacon, by renewal for the third time in the space of a year, it is pleased thee to take out of the midst of the family circle a sister-in-law. For her it has become eternity. Wilt thou remember him? Thou maketh a difference where there is no difference. Wilt thou remember him who has become a widower? remember the children and the further family circle. Lord, we commend unto thee a young daughter that was admitted to the hospital. Ah, do remember her in her young life. Wilt thou continue to spread thy gracious wings over her? Grant courage, grant strength. May she be given to ask of thee, to help in all ways. And, Lord, above all things, do save her never dying soul. Remember the parents, the family circle. Wilt thou also uphold them? An old father with his dreaded disease may return home from the hospital. Thou yet granteth a little extension. The concerns are great and they are serious. Oh, may he be given to cry mightily unto thee, Lord, that also has to be given, because it all must come from above. But with the publican still in the day of grace, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Wilt thou remember his dear wife? Remember the family circle. Wilt thou remember all under the physician's care? Many fears surround them with thy care and with thy compassion. Remember the handicapped ones. Remember those that are struggling with difficulties of the body and difficulties of the mind. We commend unto thee all the mourning ones. We have heard out of thy holy word of Father Jacob, who was given to mourn so bitterly. Lord, continue to uphold them all. May the callings be sanctified when there are no empty places in our immediate circles of the family. May we be given to pause oftentimes and consider all thy mercies, and that we may be given to use our precious time to be given to redeem it, to be given to seek thee while thou mayest be found. We remember all our elderly ones and our care home with those that lovingly care for them, those that may go in and out, Lord, when they are still for their own account, perhaps discouraged, impossible, but magnify thy wonders. What an encouragement that would be for young and old. May the prayers be multiplied to that end. Remember the nations of the earth. Remember our poor nation. Remember our province, the premier, and all those that stand at a side. We lay before thee, Lord, the great need in the realm of nature, with an acknowledgement that also in this day thou wast given a little moisture. Thou still granteth clouds in the sky. It is thy work, thy command to the clouds, that they may pour out the showers. Lord, above all, pour out those heavenly showers of a richer outpouring of the Holy Spirit How wilt thou grant that thirst to that end? As we read in thy word of a thirsty earth, Lord, in this evening hour, may our eyes be upon thee, our hope and our expectation. Open thy word. Wilt thou grant the anointing of thy Holy Spirit? Grant ears to hear and hearts to perceive. We have many things to ask, all sinned away. But, Lord, thy mercy is great. Thou hast still left the truth amongst us, and that for the purpose that thy church may and shall be gathered. Fulfill in a richer measure what we read in thy holy word. They shall fear thee as long as the sun endure throughout all generations. May there be many, O Lord, among the young, also the infant child that was born. May she be one for thee, for thy glory. May there be many little boys and little girls, many youth, many middle-aged, and many elderly ones. May the outgoing of this service be for the coming of thy kingdom, the glory of thy name. Forgive us of all of our sins, for Christ's sake only. Amen. Psalter 440, the stanzas 1 and 2. In my grievous tribulation, hear my cry and supplication. O my God, who hearest prayer, look on me in all my care. And what follows, Psalter 440, the stanzas 1 and 2. in this evening hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture, Genesis 37, the verses 24 through 36. And for our text, we shall read the verses 32, 33, and 34. And they sent a coat of many colors, and they brought it to their father and said, "This have we found, and know now whether it be thy son's coat or no." And he knew it and said, "It is my son's coat. An evil beast hath devoured him. Joseph is without doubt rent in pieces. And Jacob rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his loins and mourned for his son many days." Our text words speak of Joseph sold to the merchantmen traveling to Egypt with four thoughts. In the first place, Judah's proposal accepted. Secondly, Reuben's great perplexity. Thirdly, the brother's craftiness. And fourthly, Jacob's deep sorrow. Joseph sold to the merchantmen traveling to Egypt. Judah's proposal accepted. Reuben's great perplexity, the brother's craftiness, and Jacob's deep sorrow. Beloved congregation, we have heard how that Joseph was sent to his brethren to ask and to seek for their welfare. But he was not received. He was not accepted. And they have cast him into the pit. We read of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has left the heavens and come upon this earth. In John 1 verse 11, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Concerning the casting into the pit, then undoubtedly it is implied in the Scriptures that a Simeon who has become a murderer in Genesis 34, together with his brother Levi, that he had a special part in it. Because when the brothers have went down to Egypt to buy corn, then Joseph has commanded that a Simeon must be kept in prison. And now concerning Joseph, Joseph in the pit without his long coat and yet with his two dreams. Maybe there are souls that understand it. To come in the way of trials, perplexities, impossibilities, and where it seems that given long coat of special tokens of the Lord's favor that you cannot feel, where it seems that many of those matters are departed, although such a soul knoweth what has taken place. Thus a soul without a long coat and yet with those dreams, with the words that they believe that the Lord has spoken, which they were given to embrace, but now more and more impossible. We have heard that in that pit that there was no water. What do you think, congregation? Was that now a little encouragement or discouragement? Oh, to make it clear, of course, in the life of a child of God, whether we have the character of a Peter, a character of a John, a character of a Thomas, the child of God learns that it all comes from above. And what I read in John 15, verse 5, that without me ye can do nothing. And nevertheless, when the Lord converts people, then he does not convert characters, although the rough edges are taken off. We have the examples of the disciple. But now concerning Peter, then perhaps in such a pit he would say, at least the pit is dry. There is not that miry clay, as we read of the pit that Jeremiah was cast into in Jeremiah 38. And in the Lamentations, he is given to lament that he was sinking away. But then a Thomas would say, and the church, they have both in their hearts. But a Thomas would say, no water in the pit, so I shall die of thirst. And secondly, because this pit is dry, then there shall come no shepherds to this well to draw water, so he must perish. I read in Psalm 40, verse 2, in the first verse, that David has said, I waited patiently upon the Lord, and he inclined his ear and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of that horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and placed my feet upon the rock and established my goings. And then in verse 3, that he put a new song in my mouth. By nature, congregation, then we are all in that horrible pit. How have we come in that pit, boys and girls? That is through our deep fall in Adam. And in that pit there is that miry clay where we sink further and further in. But now the wonder of free and sovereign grace, that the Father has sent his Son, that he was willing to descend, that he has paid the price, and therefore by the cords of the covenant, that people is taken out of that debt and placed upon the rock, that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Through our defallen Adam, what a pits there can be upon this earth. Perhaps in this evening, different ones that are in the pit, and that it seems so impossible to ever come out. May you be given to do as a David, that you may cry mightily unto the Lord. Let us mention a few of those pits. The pit of loneliness, the pit of discouragement. Oh, think of a Thomas, also the other disciples, after Good Friday. The pit of disappointments, the pit in the way of providence, where there can be so many trials and so many difficulties. It can be, as it were, for fathers and mothers, that upon that wall of that pit, there are many invoices stapled, where the creditor says, and that is our responsibility, that the bills may be paid. Oh, think of the pit of mourning. Can be the pit of low self-esteem. But then you shall say, but we must not be proud, and that is true. And what a narrow way it is, but that our esteem becomes so low that we do not use the talents, even when it is one talent that the Lord has given unto us of Barak in Judges 4. We read when Deborah has said that he must go up to war with the Canaanites, that he would not go up unless Deborah would go with. Ah, the most needful was that the Lord would go up with them. Oh, the pit, when none understands, where it seems that we travel our way so alone, the pit of hopelessness can even be the pit of atheism, that we question under difficult, unfathomable ways, that we even question the being of God. I have read of a child of God, when he was in such a pit, that he has prayed, Lord, if there is a Lord, wilt thou save my soul, if I have a soul? It can be the pit that we cannot bow under the trials that the Lord sends unto us, that we cannot agree, and that in that pit, that we become angry with the Lord. Let us also mention Satan many times. Of course, Satan can do no more than the Lord permits. We have proof thereof in Job 1 and Job 2. May that be a comfort for our children. Peter has stated in 1 Peter 5 verse 8 that Satan goes about as a roaring lion, but Christ is King of His church. He is the Lion out of the tribe of Judah. But Satan, as that hellish wolf, many times he prays the same as in the realm of nature. Boys and girls, you know it. When there is a pack of wolves, then they wait. When there are deer or elk, that there is a straggler behind, separated from the others, and then the wolves attack. So Satan, in a special way, he attacks the lonely. How needful. What a blessing it is when we may be surrounded by love. But Satan also attacks the feeble and the weak-minded. Joseph in the pit. What a pits there are upon this earth. And then how necessary. Oh, we could speak of more pits, of the pits of addictions. May we pray much that the Lord may remember us. When we think of a visible pit necessary to pray the sixth petition, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Boys and girls, to make it simple, when we travel through the mountains on a road beside a deep ravine, what is now wisdom? That your father would drive us close to the side of the road, half of the wheel off the road? Or would it be better to stay as far away from the side? Then I know the answer. May it be instruction for us. Then many times around a pit, then there is a fence that is for a purpose. I read in Hosea 2 verse 6, of a hedge and a wall round about His people. Then we must not try to climb over that hedge or over that wall. What is now the trouble? Our evil heart and the desire for the forbidden fruit. Oh, it can be in the pit, but let us remember, young and old, whatever pit it may be, and it can become so dark and so hopeless, and that it seems that the sun shines no more, impossible to ever be delivered, but the Lord standeth over everything. And then Psalm 50 verse 15 also implies, when we come in those pits, call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. And what a blessing it is when we come in such a pit, and the Lord grants us certain deliverance. that we may be enabled to sympathize with others in the pit, as Paul has written in 2 Corinthians 2 verse 4, who comforteth us in all tribulations, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort whereby we ourselves are comforted. Oh, when the pits can be so impossible, and then as fellow men, as fellow helpers, with all what we attempt, then there can be times to say it as we think when a Jeremiah was taken out of that pit, that we can speak, that we can let down our ropes of care and compassion, but that there can be such hopelessness, nigh to despair, that such a one has not the courage nor the energy to put the rags under their arms and to take hold of that rope. Oh, it can also be the pit. Oh, when it is such a long time. I have read once of a teacher speaking to older children, speaking about the realities of life, because boys and girls, the Lord granteth many blessings. May we be given oftentimes to consider them, to consider what we deserve. But if we expect, and I know when we are young, then it can be told us that it is not paradise here below. But when we are young, maybe there are such young people that say, but for me, it shall be different. But now that teacher has come into the classroom carrying a glass of water that was half full. And then that teacher said to the students, what am I now going to ask you? And then the student said, you are going to ask me whether this cup is half full or half empty. And the instructor said, that is correct, but there is another matter. It shall depend how long I am called upon to hold that cup in the air. And so it is with those pits. Oh, when it endures, when hopes, when they are dashed, when they are crumbled, and you can multiply it out. But I read in Proverbs 13, verse 12, hope deferred maketh the heart sick. But when the desire cometh, it is as a tree of life. But let us always remember, shall you never forget it, congregation, how deep the pit is, how hopeless, that there is a God in the heavens that looks down into that pit and beholds the circumstances, that hears the needy when they cry, and that is so able to deliver. I read in the scriptures of one pit where there is no deliverance. I read of that pet 7 times in the book of Revelation. And that is that bottomless pit. Oh, to that end, may we be given to beg of the Lord earnestly that we may be drawn by those covenant cords, the work of a triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, out of that miry clay, that our feet may be placed upon the rock, the Lord Jesus Christ, and that our goings may be established, and that the Lord may grant a new song, and that is in the way of grace, and that is in the way of providence. Oh, here it is only in part. Oh, at the end for the church of God, then it shall be in perfection, then it shall be eternally, then the Lord shall wipe away all tears. None shall say, I am sick, but then they shall behold him who their soul loveth, who is willing to go down, oh, who has descended into hell, who was born the agonies of hell, who has become that sympathizing high priest, that he may sympathize for a people that are many a times in the pit. Oh, think of Elijah after he has stood upon Mount Carmel. It can be after special exertion, special duties, that the Lord grants wonderful and amazing strength. And after it is over, that we sink away into nothingness, as in Elijah when he was lying under the juniper tree, and where he has asked, Lord, I am not better than my fathers, a desire to depart. But the Lord still had a purpose. A Judas, a proposal accepted. The brothers, they have cast their brother into the pit. How we must have wept later. Reuben was given to relate of the anguish. In Genesis 42, verse 21, the anguish that they have seen on his face. Oh, how a Joseph must have pleaded that he said, brothers, please do not cast me in that pit. I have been sent by my father. I have made a long journey. I have been sent to seek for your welfare. But they did not hearken to his cries. Oh, what it must have been for a Joseph with those dreams. Instead of the brothers bowing to Joseph, that those brothers, they have placed Joseph under the earth. What a low place. How he must have cried unto the Lord. How unfathomable the ways through deep waters for Joseph, 17 years old. And now we read something very solemn. Then we would think that when those brothers have cast Joseph into the pit, that there would be reflection, that those brothers would be very silent, that they would not speak. Oh, an accusing conscience, because sin, that is such a bitter matter. But what do we read? than at a distance that is implied, than at a distance, and they sat down to eat bread. What an awful, brothers, we would say, how is it now possible, after such a deed, casting your own brother, a younger brother, into the pit, and then at a distance, to sit down and eat? How is it with us, congregation? Not to misunderstand, boys and girls, we must eat. What a blessing it is when as families in love gather around the table. Many in the world do not do that anymore. That's a great privilege, a great blessing. Speak to one another what has transpired during the day. Bible, prayer, singing. A great privilege. When we have committed special sins, then I hope that we do not sit down so comfortably and eat. But congregation, shall we throw stones at those brothers? Are we so different with our sins, our heavenly high debt, a soul that is lost, so many of our fellow travelers traveling on that broad way, and they sat down to eat? Are there times that it is not so comfortable, not so easy, never take place? You have a lump in your throat, not so easy to swallow. Do your best, of course, to hide it from our family members, but the weight of our never dying soul, death, and of eternity. And they sat down to eat. In our families, when we walk like with the world, dress like the world, when we grieve the Lord in a special way, and then to gather around the table as if there is nothing wrong. It is a blessing when there is a tender conscience, when God's word may have a special place in our life and given to beg the Lord may bless his word. We read in this chapter, and they lifted up their eyes and looked. In this chapter, we have the special providence of the Lord. Of course, we know the history, that Joseph needed to be sold. Concerning the providence of the Lord, there are many things that we cannot comprehend. Therefore, Reverend Hellenbrook is asking in his question book whether God is the author of sin. And then he has written that God permits it, limits it, and directs it to a certain end. But a God who was so infinitely pure and holy can never be the author of sin, contrary to his holy laws. But now concerning the providence of the Lord, then children in this chapter, then we may see it as a chain, many links. Father Jacob had to send Joseph to seek the welfare of his brethren, because Joseph needed to come in Egypt, that in due time, that he may be the Zephaniah Peninnah, the Savior of the world. And now in this chapter, if there would be one of those links missing, then the Lord's counsel would not be fulfilled. And now those brothers, they were eating. And we would say, impossible not to think of Joseph. Let us think a little charitable that they were not so hardened that they had no feeling. Oh, they have seen the anguish on Joseph's face. But oh, that pride, because they never wanted to bow under Joseph. And now to place him in the pit under the earth, then it could never be fulfilled. But now while they were eating, they were not sitting beside an interstate where there is continual traffic. It is true. They were on the trade route that went down to Egypt. But we can understand in those days, then there were not so many merchantmen that would follow that road just once in a while. But now the special and particular providence of the Lord, that when those brothers were eating, that those merchantmen, that they were coming by. And further, because we would hope that they had their faces hanging down because of the guilt and of a speaking conscience. But now the special providence of the Lord that we read, and they lifted up their eyes and looked. And behold, that is the eighth behold in this chapter. Oh, there would come a time for Joseph that he would be given to reflect upon it, bewilderment, astonishment. But for a Joseph in the pit, contrary providences, impossibilities, where it never could. And what do you think, congregation? Do you think that Satan was silent? There can be times in the life of God's people that they come in a place where there are two. And that is the child of God, not saying they can always believe it. And that is Satan. And that he comes with his assaults, even with mockery. And that he comes with many accusations. But all for the child of God, it is true. Notwithstanding the deep ways, the unfathomable circumstances. Two texts. First, John 13, verse 7. What I doeth now, thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. And concerning that hereafter, some here in the time, also in eternity. And Romans 8, verse 28, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. I hope that there are souls, maybe in different pits, and that now their thoughts multiply. If I now had that assurance that I was one of his, engraven upon the palms of his hand, then it would not be so difficult to be in the pit. Then I would be willing to suffer, but oh, when the church, when the child, the Lord is free, there can be times that in the deepest tribulations that they may receive that faith to believe and to look upon the King of the church. Oh, to be given to meditate, a triune God, the Father's providence, the Son's redeeming love, and the work of the Holy Spirit. Oh, then in that pit, then there can be times that there is such sweetness, the goodness of the Lord, that they are unforgettable times. Oh, when the Lord may come over with his favor, when the Lord may speak, but when it is as a Joseph, the missing the long coat, it's a special token of the Father's love, and yet with those two dreams, and where it seems it shall never be, then what a questions there can be concerning their childship. Let us first sing. Psalter 343, the stanzas 2, 3, and 4. What woe for falsehood can atone or punish the deceitful tongue? The tongue whose speech consumes like fire, whose words like deadly shafts are flung. And what follows? 343, 2, 3, and 4. Thank you. In our chapter, we are given to hear that Judah was given to speak. For Aaliyah, perhaps you remember, congregation, that we have spoken of those four sons of Leah. Out of Genesis 29, the verses 32 through 35, that Aaliyah has received great expectation, given to rejoice, acknowledge the Lord. Reuben, behold the son. Simeon, hearing. Levi, to be joined. For Aaliyah, how often she must have been in the pit, because Jacob, he loved Rachel, and Leah was despised. And even though she had borne sons, still not the love of Leah. But then she has received Judah, and then we read that she has praised the Lord and left off bearing. Oh, what an expectation for the mother heart, for Mother Leah. How in a special way she must have kept an eye on that Judah. Because from Judah, a Christ would be born. But also for Aaliyah, what a disappointment with her boys. Boys and girls, I hope that you do your best, that you ask the Lord, that you may honor and obey your father and mother, and do your best to make them happy. Old John has said, in 2 John 4, I greatly rejoiced when I found of thy children walking in the truth. Concerning Judah, we read of the blessing that Moses has pronounced in Deuteronomy 33, verse 7. And this is the blessing of Judah. Hear thou, Lord, the voice of Judah. And now in this chapter, then Judah was given to speak. Not saying everything was right. Nevertheless, Judah was used, although even in a sinful way, because Judah should have spoken up and defended his brother Joseph. Oh, later for Judah, it was so different concerning Benjamin. But now Judah, when he was given to see these merchant men, then he has proposed a matter to his brethren. And then he has said, and Judah said unto his brethren, what profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Still seemed to be a speaking conscience. Can also be that Judah, a businessman, better to earn a little money, then at least we have something, than to kill our brother. That was too terrible a deed. What profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come, and let us sell them to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh. Special words. And yet for a Judah, our brother and our flesh and his brethren were content. What profit is it if we slay our brother? We hope to continue, the Lord willing, the next time. But let us change that question a little around. I hope, what a blessing it is, where it says in Matthew 24, verse 12, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. What a privilege and what a blessing it is when there is love in the family circles. And of course, no perfection. There can be squabbles. But when it comes to it, that we may stand up for our family circle. But now let us change that question a little. What profit is it when we sin? Do we think many times of such a question? What profit is it when we sin? In the first place, the pleasures of sin, they are very short. The second place shall never be satisfied. In the third place, sin multiplies. In the fourth place, hopefully, a troubled conscience. In the fifth place, perhaps the fear of being found out. In the sixth place, when we add to our heavenly high debt, and then in the last place, when we do not repent and are forgiven, then at the end, we shall be sent to that bottomless pit where there is no exit. We read, what profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh. And his brethren were content. They have agreed. And his brethren were content. How is that with us? Are we content with our life? Of course, they read in 1 Timothy 6, verse 6, godliness with contentment, that is great gain. When we are given to see that the Lord grants so much, not always to look at people who have more, but that we are content, that is a great blessing in our time. When as a family, we may be content, but not to be content in our unconverted state. Joseph, cast into the pit, a type in his humiliation of the Lord Jesus Christ. He has come unto his brethren. His brethren received him not. They have stripped him of his clothes. They have not cast him into the pit, but he was nailed to the cross. And in that way, Samuel Rutherford has stated in a certain place that Christ has stooped so low that he was willing to go to the bottom of hell to there pick up his jewels. That is his church, young and old. May we be given to pray earnestly to the Lord for the work of his Holy Spirit, that we are uncovered to our sin. There's a blessing, of course, when the Lord keeps us, that we become bold in sin and that we do not do as those brothers have done. But when the Lord convicts, then we learn what a sinner we are. And in the further uncovering and in the further instruction to learn not only the sin against the law, but the sin against the gospel. And then that people, to learn. No, then they do not place them above the brothers, but they are given to see that they have done much worse, because Christ, he has become like unto his brethren in all things, sin excepted. But the church learns that it are their sins that are the nails that have nailed the blessed Savior to the cross. But the Spirit shall show them that in that way, the brothers, they would later be given to see that Joseph, he would be the Savior. And so in the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ may be declared, young and old, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. May that by the free and sovereign grace be or become our portion, then it is well for time and for eternity. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard of solemn things. It may be proclaimed that thy Son, who has been nailed to the cross, the Savior for the world, and therefore it is not only possible for us and our children, but the exalted King, he shall gather his church. Lord, wilt thou work lovingly and irresistibly, that we may be given to experience what those brothers later have experienced and confess. We are very guilty concerning our brother. That a Judah was given to confess, what shall we say? Their sin had found him out. But then there has come a time that a Joseph has said, I am Joseph. That Zephaniah Penina, Lord, magnify then thy grace. Thou hast promised that thy word shall not return void unto thee. May the prayers be multiplied. May the inner chambers more be visited. May we be given to bear one another's burdens. Lord, there can be so many pits in this world, so many impossibilities. May we be given to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Well, thou now watch over us in this night. Bring us safely to our dwellings. Be the faithful keeper, Israel. Watch over us in the furtherance of this week. And pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 106, the first four stanzas. O what wait I for but thee? My hope is in thy name. From all my sins deliver me, nor put my soul to shame. And what follows, 106, the first four stanzas. I receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. Add the Lord bless thee and keep thee. Add the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. See.